everybody, welcome to episode 29 of Game Over Nation. This week we're going to celebrate the release of Arkham City, Batman Arkham City next week. We're going to take a look at the Dark Knight's history and gaming and share some of our stories over the years. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week, as always, is Ryan De La Rosa.
Well, not as always.
As always.
It's like, most
minus
as
last
right now.
Time. Yeah. Minus episode 28.
Yeah.
As yeah. usual, we have Ryan De La Rosa and Dylan Raw Dog Roush.
Taking it to the bat level.
The bat. Unheard of levels of bat.
All kinds of bat up in this biatch.
No, man. All right, so, Batman, huh? How about that?
Yep.
How about it?
It's a thing that exists that we have.
It's pretty popular these days.
That's what I hear.
You know,
that's what the kids tell me.
Yeah. What was that on Chatterbox where that hobo eats the pigeons or whatever? It's like a letter with wings or whatever.
Whatever. Oh, fuck.
Or no, it's like a fortune cookie with wings because he eats the carrier pigeons.
That's going to be on my mind all night. Nothing but fucking Laszlo.
Laszlo. It's fucking awesome. But we're not here to talk about Grand Theft Auto. We're here to talk about Batman. Let's talk about the earliest Batman game that I think any of us may have played. It was the Batman for the NES, based
on
the
Tim
Burton movie.
Fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a Konami game, wasn't it?
Yes. I believe so.
Yeah.
I played that one. It was neat, from what I remember.
I think I think the majority of them were Okami, though, right? There was, except
Okami.
For Batman for...
Konami.
Except for, I think, Batman Forever. Wasn't that a claim?
Most of them all had an artsy fox dog thing running
Shut
around
up.
In them. Correct. Whatever.
Yeah, Batman Forever was definitely an American team.
So yeah, we'll that one that. Was a claim, I think.
Yeah, sounds about right. It was awful.
what was awful?
Okay. Huh?
What was
no,
awful?
We're not talking about awful yet. We're talking
Arnold
about
Arnold Schwarzenegger
awesome.
And his puns? Is that where we are? Are we there already?
You son of a bitch.
I threw you against the wall and you stick like a piece of wet bologna. Mmm, delicious.
That's not even Arnold. That's fucking Mad TV, you asshole.
That show suck. But yeah, Batman on the NES. It's a classic. It's a damn classic.
Does anyone remember much about it at this point? It's been so... Like, I remember it being fun.
It came out before I was born, I'm pretty sure.
I spent so much time watching, like, you know, stuff from Screw Attack or Angry Video Game Nerd or Happy Video Game Nerd, you know, all that kind of stuff that I've seen so much of that game that, yeah, I do remember it vividly these days. It's got a lot, really good music, really, really good music.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, last week on Screw Attack, they spent a good hour playing it, and they were streaming it, so that was kind of cool. I saw that. But, yeah, so that was a good start for The Dark Knight. Everybody remembers that game as being awesome.
Yeah, we got to find a way to stream stuff so I can just like stream like rebuilding my avatar and then like play Puzzle Quest for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Talk about your riveting entertainment right there.
That'd be so fun. I would stream myself playing stuff.
Yeah.
I wouldn't because I'd get too angry.
How do we do that? I could set up a video camera, but that's not... Well, even then, I don't know how to stream it.
they use like, Justin TV or something like that. Or like, Vimeo. Or, I don't know. They use some sort of streaming service.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what equipment I would need in my domicile.
You probably just use your laptop.
If you have a penis at the end, at least, you can put it on one of those sites.
I don't...
What?
I can put it on... fucking Game Crush. Game Crush it up in here.
Oh my
That's God. Not exactly what I meant, but that...
Win a date with Ryan De La Rosa.
Yeah. Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They made a movie about
Hot that. Stuff coming through.
Alright, well, I don't know about you guys, but the next Batman game that I can remember, which I loved, was Batman the Animated Series for the Super Nintendo.
I didn't play that one.
It was really cool.
I'm ashamed.
Side-scrolling beat 'em up. It was good. Unlike the Batman Returns, you couldn't go up and down. It was just straight left and right. And it was just, you know, punching your way through the Joker's lair and all that stuff. Actually, I remember I rented it. And you get through the first level, which starts out on the streets, and then you go through this toy factory and stuff, and then you end up on these roller coaster carts, and I could never get past it because the Joker's a fucking asshole. The Angry Video Game Nerd actually plays through that on his Batman episode. He gets just to that part, exactly. That's where I got stuck. So you're on these fucking roller coaster carts, and the Joker's throwing bombs at you, and you can't do anything. So, yeah, it's as far as I ever got, but it was pretty cool.
What a jackass.
Yeah.
I feel like I played more of these games. Like, that even sounds familiar, but, man, I never owned any of them, so I didn't spend a ton of time. Like, even the original Batman I played at a friend's house. Uh-huh. And so it's like they all kind of run together, and, yeah.
They're all vague memories of your past.
Yeah, until we get to Arkham Asylum, but anyway.
I don't remember that one.
We were poor, so we couldn't afford a lot of games.
Right.
I was rolling in the dough.
Just so much dough.
I couldn't have enough.
No, you were smart and you rented games.
It's fucking smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, any of you guys play that game?
I did not.
I just said.
Sadly.
You may have.
I watched the animated series a lot.
That show was so gangsta.
I mean, yeah.
It was good.
If you and didn't watch that series, I'd have serious doubts to what you did with your childhood.
They had a couple of movies, too.
Playing sports.
Right?
It's all about Batman.
Wrong?
What's up?
I said they had a couple of movies, right?
Yeah.
Based off of it. I remember going to see the very first one with my dad. I can't remember if I saw the next one.
Mask of the Phantasm, man.
Yeah.
Yep. And then Mr. Freeze was the second one. I didn't see that, though.
They were both pretty fucking cool. And then me and Javi's all-time favorite episode. Episode 8.
What's it called? I can't remember.
It's the one where Batman... Well, all these hobos are being kidnapped in the city, and Batman decides to disguise himself by painting a beard on his face and dyeing his hair white.
Yeah,
and so he gets clubbed in the back and wakes up in this, like, I guess a fucking slave camp.
Yeah.
Where this fat guy eating chicken is making hobos mine for him.
Yeah.
And has awesome music.
It's so great, because, like, one of the dude's minions is like, "Sir, the men need to eat. They're starving." And he's like,
I need to eat.
They need to work.
A lot of these Batman villains always had the best plots, like the best schemes. Like, I'm just going to round up all the hobos.
Hell yeah.
And like the one thing that motivates, like the funny thing about that is, like they're hobos, right? So the one thing that motivates a hobo is probably food. Or money, and he's giving them neither, yet they're still just like...
Because he's fat, and he has to eat.
Well, if they don't eat, or if they don't mine, then he puts them in the box.
Put them in the box! No, that's a box! Dun, dun, dun,
I love it. The guy's like, "You can't put him in there, he'll die!" And then he's like, "That's the idea!" And he takes a bite of chicken, and he's like, "Oh, ha, ha."
And then he puts Bruce Wayne in the fucking box, and while in the box, he remembers he's Batman.
Yeah, well, it's because his cellmate is like, "I can't believe I lost my family! My family! My family!" It all echoes, and then Bruce like has this montage about his parents dying. And he remembers
Batman.
That he's Batman. And since he remembers that he's Batman,
he can kick his way out.
The fucking wall. It's like, what? God.
And it's got fucking Alfred flying the Batwing. God damn.
What a great episode. It's all about the music, too. It's like, bum,
yeah, the
bum,
bad
bum.
Guy is fucking a big fat guy eating chicken.
The fat guy's a fucking fat guy.
Jabba the Hutt episode.
So that was a great game.
We talked more about the show than the game.
Batman Returns, Super Nintendo. Fun beat 'em up.
Is this the one? Yeah, this is
awesome
the one we were just watching videos of before.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And it looks, I think, was that in the arcades too?
It sounds like it. It looks like it could have been. I don't know.
I imagine it. I feel like that's probably where I played it if I played it.
I played that game. It was fucking cool. And what do you know? You were plagued by fat guys in that one, too. Except this time they were trying to body slam you.
Giant fat clowns.
Pretty much.
Big old fat clowns.
How terrifying.
Dudes with crazy skull masks on motorcycles.
I actually like this one more than the NES one.
Really?
Yep. More.
Well, kind of a different style.
I was older at the time. Batman Returns came out right at the perfect time for me, where I was a little kid and I was like, "Yeah, Batman." What? Yeah. How could I not like that one? Huh?
What? Huh?
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly. Shut up.
So yeah, that's Batman Returns. Let's get a little shittier. It's like these Batman started high and then they just went straight down. Goddamn, Batman Forever. Batman Forever for the Super Nintendo.
Dylan and the Genesis.
It was so fucking awful.
I never beat the first level.
It looked like Mortal Kombat, so they took pictures of people in costumes and made those the sprites. And so Batman had the really tacky costume, and all the villains look like they were wearing hand-me-down straight jackets and
like
stuff.
Like Mad Paul.
And they had a ton of health. You could punch him forever. Batman Forever.
The worst part was the controls, though, man.
Absolutely, yeah. No, I mean...
I never figured out the fucking grappling hook.
As a little kid, actually, as a fucking grown man, it's impossible. Like, it doesn't make any fucking sense. I don't know what the hell they were thinking when they put those together.
Select and up.
Yeah.
Press
select and up, which means you have to take your right hand off the right side of the controller and, you know, press select with your thumb. Like, what the hell are they thinking? Select and up is to shoot your grappling hook up into, like, past the screen, like, above the screen to get
yourself
up there.
To the rafters.
It's so vague.
Okay, I definitely played this, because I remember that shitty-ass movement. Like,
yeah.
Going,
yeah,
I have to
and you never knew where to fucking latch onto.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I finally figured it out. Now where do I go up?
You know what's funny, though? That game actually gave me the creeps. Like, it freaked me out.
Because
like,
it looked
creepy
like
music.
Off shit.
Well, it had creepy, really creepy music, and the game was so uninviting. I guess you could add the controls to that, like,
yeah.
adding how uninviting it just added to the experience of, like, total...
I'm not welcome.
I'm fucked. Yeah.
It's the world's first true survival horror.
Because you couldn't play it.
You
it
knew
was horrifying.
Right at the beginning where you press start, and I'm like, if the bat wants to play, okay. You were not in for a good time.
Just not with his grappling hook, because you don't know how to use it. I promise.
And look how it let you choose like the weapon that you want to bring with you, but none of them were useful. None of them did anything. You could like cycle through them. I don't know what the fuck. You could play as Robin if you wanted to, but then Robin looked nothing like he did in the movie. He was like wearing like pajamas. Cloth pajamas.
Well, it's Chris O'Donnell, man. What do you expect?
It wasn't in the game. Like it wasn't. It was just like people in shitty. Like,
was it Val
Walmart
Kilmer as Batman?
Costume. No, it was just like it was probably the game developers. They probably went to Walmart and bought
a Batman Halloween costume.
That's what it looks like, man. It's bad.
You know, that was the last Batman game I played up until Arkham Asylum.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I was so turned off from it. And the Joel Schumacher movies. That I never touched it again.
There wasn't a Batman game for Batman and Robin, was there?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. It was just weird.
Not that I well, probably because the fucking one before it did so bad.
I guess. But
Or maybe it was around the time of... Since Acclaim was working on it, if it was around the time they imploded...
Didn't Acclaim's logo used to be like a gecko chilling on the logo?
Or the lizard.
Yeah. I'll never forget that from NBA Jam.
Wait, which whose logo?
Acclaim used to have a lizard on their logo.
Yeah.
A long fucking time ago.
It was a chameleon, I think.
If I saw it, I'd probably remember.
Well, I'll look it up real quick while we
I just remember the chameleon chilling on top of the logo. The logo had like a little rainbow line next to it, and then like a basketball would go dish, dish, dish on NBA Jam, would go past him. Sweet.
All right. There was a Batman and Robin.
Oh, really?
On the PlayStation. That's the only thing.
Huh.
What the fuck? Why didn't I know about that?
So, there was a...
Oh, that's the one that had Poison Ivy. When you got killed by her, it had this shitty fucking video showing her blow a kiss to you.
I never saw it.
Yeah, you didn't miss it.
You know what's weird? We got to the N64 and PlayStation era, and by this time, Batman Beyond was the cartoon, right? They didn't have the animated series anymore. And the animated series never came back after Batman Beyond. But we got some Batman Beyond game on the 64 and probably on the PS1 too. But
and then suddenly
you go into the GameCube and PS2 era, and there's all these Batman animated series games again. It's interesting. I wish they would try to do that now.
Were any of them good though?
Yeah, they were. Well, I thought so. I mean, they're. You know, it's funny, actually.
Well, you also thought Buffy the Vampire Slayer was a good game.
It is the first one for
Xbox. And you really dug one. Heavy Rain too, so I'm not sure.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
Damn. Well,
I would put these Batman games like Rise of Sinzu. I can't speak for Batman Sun Vengeance. Sinzu.
Sun Art of War.
Shut up.
Sinzu's Art of War?
No, it's that
starring
the Wesley Snipes movie. Batman Art of Wesley Snipes.
directed by Sinzu.
I would put that, though, with...
Rumble in Gotham City.
It would be in the same kind of category as, like, Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions. Like, it's not great. I mean, I wouldn't be like, oh my god, that game was awesome! But it was a fun beat-em-up. That's all it was supposed to be. You just knock people out. You know, it was a little button masher. So, yeah, Rise of Sinzu was kind of fun, because you could, like, have four people playing together. I remember me and Zach, I would be Robin, because it's Tim Drake, which is my favorite Robin. He was all fast as hell. He had, like, these crazy combos. And, yeah, it was pretty fun. So... And it was in the style of the anime series, which I loved. So that was good.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. It was really good. For me.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah.
Aww.
Did you guys ever try Batman Begins for the GameCube?
No, but my brother rented it. And I actually dug...
Yeah, they got a lot right there.
Stealth gameplay.
Yeah, I remember... some of the reviews, like in EGM and stuff, they were calling it like a Splinter Cell for a superhero kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, but of course, it wasn't as deep, not nearly. Actually, I think they called it like Splinter Cell for kids.
Yeah, if I remember right, it was all about fear mechanic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess fear that meter. Seems to be the trend in a lot of Batman things these days. Which, whatever, that's cool.
The one game that has come out since then.
And the movie,
right.
Batman Begins, because people are fucking shitting their pants about him.
Is his beginning.
What about?
That's what he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I liked it. I'm not complaining about it.
Right.
Shut up.
You're all like, this seems to be the trend.
Shut up.
You know what's really...
The bat wants
really
to play,
trendy?
We'll play.
You know, all this webbing has become like a trend in these Spider-Man things, like everywhere. What's up with that?
You should make a Spider-Man game where he's just
what's
normal Peter Parker.
Huh?
A Spider-Man game where he's just normal Peter Parker driving around.
Hell yeah, it'd be like... Remember that Hulk game that came out with the Ang Lee movie?
Like
you were Bruce
shitty
Banner
stealth
for,
missions
for,
were...
for half the game. You were Bruce Banner sneaking around the lab.
It's a Paperboy Spider-Man crossover. You're just Peter
exactly.
Parker delivering papers.
Bosnian Paperboy.
Exactly.
Alright, so we finally made it to Batman Arkham Asylum. It came out 2 years ago. How about that game?
I like that game.
The best Batman game.
It's the best.
It was probably the best game that year.
What? Uncharted 2.
It was a toss-up, I could say.
I could see Arkham Asylum.
You know, it's so good that I'll give you that. I wouldn't be mad at anybody that said it was game of the year.
The way I see it,
it's definitely a contender.
It would contend.
I have an easier time replaying Arkham Asylum than I do Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
That's all I really need to know.
I don't know that since... Like, I'm trying to think of other games that I sat and played that long. Like, obviously, like stuff like Battlefield Bad Company 2, but that's because it was multiplayer and you were constantly, you know, starting up new matches and whatnot, and everything was different every time. And then, for the most part, like, I can't think of the last single-player experience that I was able to just sit there all day and play.
Yeah. No, I started a game on Arkham Asylum, and I didn't stop until I beat it. Like, all night. Actually, no, I went to sleep, I woke up, and I turned it on immediately.
Yeah. Like,
I remember that, because it wasn't even your Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Richard bought it, yeah.
And I got so, so good at remembering stuff. Like, me and my friends were all kind of going through it at different times. Like, we were all playing it every night, but we were kind of in different places. And, like, going back and getting all, like, the Riddler clues and everything, because we got everything in that damn game. And but like going back and finding all those and like figuring them out, like I had a lot of some of my friends, they would be that I think speaks very well to their level design and how unique every area was, because you could say, what room are you in, and they could describe the room and you knew exactly where they were. I would know exactly where the Riddler clue was. I would know exactly how to take down the room if someone needed help, because every room. Like, it was like...
So well designed.
Yeah, and it was like seriously moving through a giant puzzler. Like, you know, every room you came into, there was a new way to take them out and move to the next room.
Was this over party chat?
Yeah, we would do that some. I mean, we didn't constantly play it like
See
that.
See, Sony?
There'd be times where...
Take notes.
Huh?
See, yeah. Sony? Take notes.
Exactly.
It's no surprise that this game had such a... You know, impact on you, Ryan, because this Batman. I would argue that Arkham City or Arkham Asylum pretty much is as Metroid as, you know, Castlevania has become. You know, it's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's, yeah. I can definitely see that tie.
You know, there's a Metroidvania in 3D.
No, but I'm saying that, like, it's adopted so many things from Metroid. I guess since it's 3D, you could say Metroid Prime, and then Castlevania is classic Metroid. But. I think that, like, you know, like you were saying about the Riddler things, that's totally equivalent to going back to an area in Metroid and trying to find the hidden missile upgrades, you know, all that, you know.
Because now you have the bombs and you can
exactly,
something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, you have the whole island at your disposal when you start
you
Batman.
Just can't
you don't have the items or the skills and all that. And so it's pretty cool.
And it was also cool, like, trying to figure out how to take down a room, because if you... Like, you had to use everything at your disposal, because they intentionally made it so that you could not engage people in any other way. Like, there was no... You could not engage... Like, I mean, I guess you could walk into a room full of just thugs and start beating them up.
And then
but even then,
shot.
You'd have to get... Well, if they didn't have guns, I mean, like, then you could...
Or they'll get you on the ground and stomp on your face.
Yeah, you just had to get really... If there was a bunch of them, you had to get really good at the combat system. Like, I remember there's an achievement... at the end, fighting this big room of guys, and you had to take them all down. Like, you had the option to walk into that room and just walk through it and not engage anybody. Like, they would leave you alone, but the achievement was for taking them all down.
And so, would it crash the party?
Yeah. So you walk in there, man, I just kept replaying it. It was so hard, because there was like 20 of them. And so you're having to constantly, like, jump around, use your block, use your counter, while avoiding another guy who's running up behind you.
Oh, no, man. If you do the battle challenge rooms, that pushes that...
Oh, those were hard, yeah.
It pushes the mechanics of that combat system to its limit. And I think that really, more than anything, that showed how good the fighting mechanics were. Because on paper, you could see someone making an argument like, oh, my God, it's so shallow. You can just punch and punch and punch. Batman just does all these... automatic, you know, crazy combos for you. But it's not that simple, because you get these characters that will block, or you get a character with a taser that'll hit you if you try to punch him regularly.
Right.
And so in between mashing square or whatever, mashing a punch, you gotta take into account who's where and who's about to attack you and
exactly
what button, how to take that on. And that's fucking cool, man.
Yeah.
And actually, that makes sense with Batman, because, you know, he's such a fine-tuned, ass-kicking machine that he wouldn't really need to think too much about how to hurt these people, but more about the execution and about, like, his environment. So, I thought that was perfect. Like, that was really cool.
See, Ryan, I was an asshole in that room. I put the bombs everywhere in that room. And then I just detonated it and just started pouncing on people.
Yeah. I set some of those off, but that doesn't, it didn't, you know, take out the whole room. Like, you still had to fight, you know.
It takes out, like, half the room, though, so it made it a lot easier.
Yeah.
But how stupid is it? Like, imagine in real life, if Batman exists and he has this plastic explosive, do you really think every single time he laid it down, he'd draw a bat?
Yes.
He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to spray a bat right here. Like, what the fuck's he doing?
Or while he's spraying it, would those guys let him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's leaving his mark on the ground.
This is his
territory.
It's the equivalent of me running around and, like, spraying the Game Over Nation logo on everything before I explode it.
You haven't been doing that?
No, because when you blow it up, you can't tell anyways. It would be
the Gova Bomber.
That's true.
I guess that's why Batman's so tortured. No one will see his art.
Nobody will see his shaving cream art.
Yeah, every time he sprays that explosive, a tear comes out of his eye.
I lost my parents and this art.
Batman.
Contemporary is dead.
What?
How cool!
The funny thing is about Arkham City coming up is that, like, I haven't pre-ordered it, and I'm almost, like, not looking forward to it because of how consumed I was with the last game.
Uh-huh.
Like, I almost don't want to buy it.
Because it might spoil it? Or it might not live up to it?
Or I might
just
because
he's
not
going to be consumed that much again.
Yeah, or I'm not going to, like, do anything. Like, I'm not going to eat or shower or go to work.
Oh, fuck that, dude. I'm down.
I'm just gonna sit around and play Batman all the time.
Fuck yeah, dude. I 100%ed Arkham Asylum. I love that shit. Those challenges were tough. Now, with Arkham City, I told Dylan a while ago, I've basically blacked out everything with that game. I saw one trailer a year ago where it debuted, like, flying around the city. And that's the last thing I saw, the last thing I read. And so I'm so fucking pumped to just dive into this game blind and just see what they have for me. So I'm excited to get, like, a genuine, fresh experience, you know, instead of, because we've always talked on the show about how doing what we do and being so tapped into the industry, we spoil the magic of a lot of stuff. You know, we see so much before we're supposed to.
Yeah.
And that's not going to happen with Batman. You know, I'm so ready, and it's next week.
Batman. Oh, wait, before we move, where are we going next? Are we going anywhere next?
If the Hive wants to play, we'll play.
We could talk a little bit about Arkham City, and then we have new releases.
But we're forgetting the best Batman game of all. Lego Batman.
Ah.
Which, did either of you play it?
I played the demo.
I played the demo, and I disliked it because I couldn't see anything.
I really like the Lego games in general. Lego Batman.
I think
I'm, like, just a couple of missions away from finishing it. But, no, I don't know what it is about the Lego games, but I really like them. And, like, I like 100%ing them, like, going back through all the levels. Because you start unlocking the characters that, like, open new areas. Mm-hmm. And so you can go back, like, when you go back through something not on the, like, just trying to 100% it, you can, like, switch between any of the characters that you've unlocked. And so that lets you go and get all the extra BS. But, I don't know. I liked Lego Batman.
I wanted to pick that up, but I think I want to pick up Indiana Jones Lego more.
You can probably get Lego Batman for really cheap. I like the Indiana Jones one. Like, you can definitely tell through each iteration, like, which one came later because they keep getting better and better.
Yeah.
So by the time they got to Indiana Jones and Batman, like, it was, they were really, really good.
See, all the Indiana Jones one does, though, is remind me of how much we need a new 3D Indiana Jones game. That's, like, kind of like, did you ever play any of the Xbox ones?
No, I remember an old arcade one that was kind of...
I was going to say, I believe it was called Indiana Jones and the Infernal Machine, I think? Something like that? Don't laugh, because that game was fucking awesome.
And it starred Johnny Five, as the Infernal Machine.
Complete with a guy in Indian makeup.
Yeah.
No, that, I really miss those 3D action Indiana Jones games, where you could get into fist fights, you can shoot, you can...
I think I'm the only one.
But we get it. We gotta get a new one.
You can fly. You can fight. You can.
Just need to make a new one with geriatric.
No, fuck you.
Harrison Ford. Like.
No, he's got to fight Nazis, not fucking Russians. Because that always said he's like 30.
The new Indiana Jones. The new Indiana Jones video game is just him in a wheelchair at an old folks' home.
Telling short stories. Round pushes him around.
Yeah.
Play as short. No, it wouldn't be short round anymore. You'd be playing as fucking mutt.
But right. Short. But short round's like 40 now. So.
That's right. You listen to him, you live longer.
Yeah.
Dr. Jones.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't like those Lego games, man. I wanted to like the Batman one a lot, and I like the music. It had the Danny Elfman theme and stuff. I'm like, oh, this is so cool. And then I started playing, and I'm like, I can't see shit, man. What the fuck am
I
supposed to do?
Did you try adjusting the brightness on your television?
No.
You should do that and try again.
You dumb idiot.
The camera's zoomed out, and everything's all Lego-y.
Black. Man, you
everything's
dumb
all blocky-shaped, and I was really not expecting that.
Yeah, no, and then I tried Harry Potter, Lego Harry Potter, and the same thing. I wanted to like it, and I'm like, God, I don't like this. Why don't I like it? I can't feel anything. But,
damn.
Yeah, it sucked, dude. It sucked.
Yeah, it does.
Did you know that Ratchet & Clank has a sequel?
What? It's got like five, dude.
No, coming out next week?
What? No. Oh.
Ratchet & Clank All for One hits store shelves on the 18th, along with Batman.
Actually, Ratchet & Clank snuck up on me this year. Kind of like A Crack in Time snuck up on me 2 years ago. And Tools of Destruction snuck up on me the 2 years before that.
So really... Dylan lives in a constant state of not knowing when Ratchet & Clank will strike.
And I'm always pleasantly surprised when I buy it, and it's phenomenal every time
Dylan's
I buy it.
In Dylan's defense, they do not promote these fucking games. I remember vividly when Crack in Time came out, and I was like I was really anticipating. I'm like, oh, I can't wait for this game. Oh, I can't wait for this game. And then all of a sudden, I was like, wait, it's out? When did it come out? What the fuck? And like... with how much we go to all these websites and we know all the release dates and stuff, there's something really wrong with how either Sony or Insomniac like promote their games. And same with Resistance. Resistance 3 came out with like a whisper. Like, no one cared, and it wasn't like, you know, advertised enough, or at least not in the right way.
Right.
You know?
I keep picturing this... this Sony commercial in my head where Dylan's asleep in his bed and then a giant like mascot sized Ratchet is standing over him.
Your dog
kind of like the old Crash Bandicoot commercials.
Yeah, but like no, Ratchet from the game, not my dog. He's standing over Dylan and Dylan wakes up and he's like holding a copy of the game and scares the shit out of Dylan.
We should record that.
Where are we gonna get the costume?
No, I'm always. Oh no, there's like Halloween and shit.
There's always time.
No, every time I'm surprised it comes out, I pick it up no matter what, and I'm always really happy with it. Like I don't have any beefs with that game series at all. It's probably one of the better ones you can pick up. So why not? Go pick it up.
It works just as good, but it's free.
No, it's not free.
Oh. Well.
You have to pay for it.
You know what else comes out next week?
Batman.
Fuck Batman, fuck Ratchet. It's all about The Sims pets.
Yeah, but we're too busy playing The Sims Social.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe
no,
you
wait, no, we're
kinda
not.
Kind of giving up on that.
Who needs to pay when you need to pay?
I made sure to go around insulting all of you guys and all my neighbors.
Damn.
And then I stopped playing it.
Sims Social, man. What the fuck?
Fuck that.
But it was fun for like 5 minutes. And then you ran out of energy, and then it wasn't fun.
And then you had to beg your friends, and then you realize, why don't I just play The Sims 2?
Beg your friends, and then you realize that when you go visit a friend, you're not really visiting them. You're fucking talking to a robot.
That little robot?
What?
Shit sucks.
Yeah, then you realize, hey, Sims 2 is really cheap on PC. Why not? And then you play that instead and have more fun.
But yeah, Sims 3 Pets is coming out. I don't really know anything about the Pets ones. Does it not let you play as your Sim? Are you just a pet?
You're playing as Ratchet.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I don't know. But either way,
if you were
really
Ryan,
liked
I mean,
Sims 3.
If you were Ryan, you'd be playing as Ratchet. Same.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about what we've been up to, guys.
What have we been up to?
What have we been up to?
Yeah, drop knowledge. Airstrike us.
I've been up to. Well, man, it's been a while since I've been on this podcast.
It's been a while
since we've been doing a podcast.
It's been a while.
I haven't been doing that, but okay.
We are.
Game Over Nation.
Fuck you right now. Fuck
Game Over Nation
right now.
I will start a dope podcast.
I'm ashamed to say I'm from the same fucking town as those guys.
So we had this conversation before the podcast, Javi. I told you never to do that again.
We are the Game Over Nation.
You simple instructions and you can't follow them.
Okay.
Anyway. What I've been up to.
He's already dead.
I've been playing a lot of Gears 3, man. That game has been fun.
Gears Magnum Opus.
Oh, I sure.
Oh my God!
It's just
what has
been
dude
doing a lot
huge
of,
been up to?
We've been playing a lot of. We did the campaign on. Well, I started it on normal by myself with me and Chuck did, but he had already played through. Like 3/4 of it on hardcore, and then like a couple days later, we picked up where he and I had left off with a group of four, and went all the way through to the end on hardcore. And man, hardcore was hard enough. I don't even want to try insane. It's like an insane apparently when you go like there's no going down and reviving your teammates. They just die. So that's no fun. Is that real?
Yeah.
But I don't.
Dude, huge.
I don't. Is that him?
No.
Okay.
it's
the
dude
fake
huge
him.
_ Cliff B.
Anyway,
I tried to grow a beard yesterday, but my chin was too manly for it.
But it's only funny if it was actually him.
Yeah, it's gotta be him, the real him.
I don't know what. Is it Cliff B or some shit?
I don't know. I think it's the real Cliffy B, right?
Anyway. I'm following him, and there's nothing interesting.
Yeah, there hasn't been anything good lately.
Curses.
Anyway, so,
That has been our Dude Huge report.
We don't have one.
Yeah.
Been playing a lot of Gears 3, and then Horde Mode, man. Horde Mode is fun, as fun as it used to be. I really dig a lot of the new maps. We found a good one for making our 50 run, the 1-50 push, which was it's like a big football. Well, it's called trench ball or something like that in the game, or terror ball or murder ball. I don't remember. It's something.
This is terror ball.
whatever it is that.
Wasn't that a shitty
played.
Movie?
Thrash
Chris
ball.
Klein?
Thrash ball was it? Yeah, that was rollerball. Yes, that was.
There's
shitty
no
movie.
Such thing. Just inherited a big problem.
But Thrashball, that's what it's called. But there's a big Thrashball stadium, and it had lots of good cover, and you know, every 10 waves is a boss wave, and that's usually where you get stuck. We kept getting stuck on wave 40 on normal difficulty until we unlocked something called Super Reload, which basically, like, if you nail a perfect active reload, it makes every bullet that you reloaded a super bullet, so you could take down giant, like, boomers and grinders and stuff with, like, just hold down the trigger for half a second, and they are dead. Whereas it would usually take a whole clip, if not more, to bring them down. So unlocking that was awesome. That was a bit of a grind to get. My buddy Chuck ended up actually unlocking that by grinding multiplayer matches against bots. But we used that, and then we had a 5-man team with me, Chuck, Barry, and Ryan Hickey, the other half of Ryan Prime, Sharpshot Apollo, yeah. And Foz. Fozzy, so the five of us ended up finishing it.
That's a lot of dudes.
So, yeah. Say I potentially... I'm not saying I will, because I'm not going to. If I potentially pick up this game, will it be like the first game where I fell asleep within like an hour?
I don't know.
While playing the game?
That's up to you.
How am I... Yeah, that's...
And then I died because I had fallen asleep with my controller in my hands?
I did not fall asleep. I enjoyed the game. So I don't know.
Stop being so cynical, Dylan.
I'm not being cynical. I'm just saying I fell asleep while playing a video game. I did that during Final Fantasy 13 as well, because that game was garbage.
Horde mode is where it is at.
Okay.
Is that where it's at?
It's at. That's where it all is. It's all over there.
Oh.
You've been looking at all the wrong places.
There.
That's where it is. But
it's where it's at.
Anyway, cake today, man.
Other than that, I've got the Gunstringer that I'm probably about 80% of the way through. But that's one of those games that has the high replayability where you can go back and try and get higher scores in a lot of the missions to unlock achievements and stuff. But I gotta tell you guys, that game is fucking fun.
Has it taught you to be a good, like, puppeteer?
Yes, I am now actually doing that on the side for a little side money. No, I'm kidding.
Puppet sex.
Sure. I'm sure we'll go with that. Anyway. I've been playing that. It's surprising how well it controls. Like, I picked up a Kinect specifically for that game.
Really? Why?
Because I really wanted to play it.
Oh.
Why?
Why did you do that? Because
I can respect that more than people picking up a Kinect just for Dance Central. Like,
wanted to play that?
What if Ryan really wanted to play Gunstringer?
Yeah, I said okay.
Yeah.
But why can't you respect the Dance Central people?
Yeah.
Because. Because they can just go get Dance Dance Revolution for the computer. And be just as happy.
When Dylan played Dance Central, he fell asleep.
No, actually, I spent the whole time...
You're probably going to not do very good if that happens.
Yeah.
No, I spent the whole time messing with Fozzie's Avatar.
Yeah.
Avatar. James Cameron's Mad Gamopus.
Gunstringer, really good. Really, really good. If you have a Kinect, like, definitely go pick it up. It controls well. It plays well. The story's funny. They, you know, just like Twisted Pixel does. So then, other than that,
you should pay those Twisted Pixel people a little visit.
I should.
Be like, hey, this is Ryan from Game Over Nation. Not Game Over Video Games, the store.
The fastest growing podcast with a listener's sister as doing our whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, just say that verbatim.
And then, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that'll probably go over well.
Yeah, and just look over, the guy that's at the door, just try to look over his shoulder. What are you guys working on in there?
It looks really interesting. What's that?
Who are you?
Let me help you.
Yeah, you need some help with that? I can help.
Yeah.
Help me help you.
We'll help you guys sell, like, 10 more copies. It'd be sweet.
So other than that, I got let's see, what else have I been playing around with? I've got since the last time we did the podcast, I played Warhammer 40K Space Marine, and that was pretty fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The orcs really want you to remember that you're a Space Marine, because
Space Marine
every 10 seconds or so.
Dog police.
Luckily, right. The best part of that is that you get to shoot them in the face after they do it, so it's a little motivation.
I was gonna say, in the RTS, the Space Marines spend every 10 seconds telling you that something's heresy.
Well, stop being a heretic. And that wouldn't be a problem.
I'm not. I'm a fucking Space Marine.
It's a chaos assholes.
Then I picked up Dark Souls recently. I'm not sure.
You and
how
about everyone
about
else on our Twitter.
Yeah, it is difficult, but more than that, it's kind of ugly. And
is
I don't
it
know,
fun
or,
though? Is that's
I don't. Not
I'm
yet.
Not gonna fucking pick up a game just because it's hardcore and I'm a real fucking gamer because
like
I
I'm still really
games.
Figuring it out. So I can't even make that call yet. Like I
haven't
the
game doesn't
it.
Help you at all?
No, not even like there is no guidance at all. Like,
see, I think that's just stupid. There's a difference between hey, make this game fucking hard and not doing anything.
Well,
basically,
the hard part is not finding somewhere to go. It's like gauging your readiness for it. So, like,
yep.
It's like you walk in there, and if you take a couple swings at an enemy and it's not doing much, then you're like, well, that is not the way I need to go.
Get the
and
fuck
you
out of there.
Yeah, and then so the area I'm in, I'm only in, like, the little second area. And to me, it almost feels – now, I don't know if this continues, but it almost feels like there's a hub world-type feel to it. So you get to a spot where you can rest, which is your bonfire. And then it's got – from there, there's different places you can venture off to. And so, like, I went one way into this graveyard, and there was these skeletons, and they just whooped the shit out of me a couple times. I was like, well, that's clearly not the way I can go. So then I started looking around some more, and I found, like, this mountain path. And so I ran up there, and the enemies were much easier. But it seems like you kind of need to figure out an area, go that way, get all the way through it, and do whatever you have to do, and then make your way back to the bonfire, because the bonfire is the only place you can replenish health other than, like, drinking potions, but it's, like,
yeah.
The place you get free health. But also, when you rest at the bonfire, it respawns all the enemies in the area. So if you just went through this big, long thing to clear out an area, and you're like, fuck, I'm low on health, I need to go recharge, well, you're not doing yourself any favors, because now, when you go back, everything's going to be there again. So, yeah, it's just kind of, figuring out that balance, and, but like I said, I'm not far enough into it yet to really make a call.
I'll make a decision when it's like $13. right now, I'm not going to spend $60 so I can say, oh yeah, I love fucking hard-ass games.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Well, I don't know why you gotta, like, make anyone that enjoys that game, like,
I'm not, guy. I'm just saying, that's the only thing I ever fucking hear. It's so fucking hard, it's good. Tell me something good about the game, not how hard it is.
Yeah.
I think it harkens back to old gaming, you know, what games used to be, like the Ninja Gaiden of gaming.
Impossible to beat.
Even the no guidance thing, like you're just dropped in there and, well, good luck, figure out how this game works. And if you do, you'll no doubt feel great about it. But if you don't,
well, okay,
which most people don't.
There is minor guidance, like there's these notes left on the ground. And so you read them, and they kind of go over the controls early in the game. And, like, typically if you read about a control, the game kind of is about to make you use that thing you just read or put you in a situation. So, like in the end of the first area, you fight this giant demon that's, like, guarding the exit. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, this giant dragon-looking thing. And you walk into an area. You see it very early in the game. Like, you're just walking around. You walk into this area. And this giant demon dragon thing just flies in there and starts chasing you around, and the game just pops up a message that says, escape, or something like that, or, like, get out of there, or run away, or something like that. I can't remember. something real simple. So you're just running, trying to find some way out of this giant courtyard full of locked doors. And so finally you find a little path and you get away. Well, then later you come back and you have to kill this thing. But right before you do, right before you see it, like you see this note on the floor that says, it's called something like the plunge attack or the plunger attack. It's basically like while you're falling, hit your attack button. And you're like, oh, all right, whatever. And you kind of walk around this little area, clear out some dudes. And then there's this big white light. And you've seen one before. Like, you walk up to it and you hit A, and it transports you to some other part of the map. And so you walk up, you read that note that says, plunge attack, hit RB while falling.
Spoilers.
And so you walk through the white light, and you're standing on this ledge above the giant dragon demon. So it's fall the fuck off and hit that button. And if you pull it off, it takes like half of the life away from the guy, and then you just have to run around and kill him. But it was just little things like that. And when you finally kill him, it's pretty rewarding, but still, it's like, I don't know, man. You're just like, oh my god, here's a fucking dragon! But, I don't know. It's been interesting.
I don't know. Like, I can look back at my time with Demon Souls, and I remember there's this dragon on this bridge in the first castle or whatever, and like you have to time it right to where you run across and like all these other monsters are there, and you try to run past them, and like the dragon just like shoots all this fire and kills them all, and you have to time it just right to get across. And I don't know, like that was so cool, and I was like, I wonder if I can take down that dragon eventually, you know? And I don't know, there's a lot of wonder in those games, in that you don't know what you can and can't do, you don't know how the game really works yet, and it, you know, that's, I think that's kind of cool, but it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, like the area I'm in now, there's this gigantic crow sitting on top of a building, and I was so scared to walk over anywhere near it, and I was like, is it gonna just attack me when I walk over there? Because, like, you could target it. And I was like, huh. Yeah. So I started throwing fire at it. Mm-hmm. And it just, like, you could see it take a little bit of damage, but it never moved. And I was like, okay. So I just kind of walked around by it. It kind of ignored me. I don't know if it's going to keep ignoring me, but...
Yeah.
So far it has.
All right, so...
Oh, I guess I could talk about the charity thing real quick.
Yeah,
so I'm doing the Extra Life gaming charity thing. We're play games for 24 hours... we take donations to help, you know, if you donate to me, it's going to the Texas Children's Hospital, here in Houston.
God, that sounds like, I was just like filling the rest of that in my mind. So like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, that's where it's going to the remake Texas of Chainsaw the Texas Chainsaw
Hospital, Texas Chainsaw Hospital,
where they really specialize in chainsaw injuries.
Yeah.
Chainsaw injuries are their specialty.
But chainsaws anyway, that have been injured.
Yeah. It's a really good cause.
Yeah.
Wait, so if you go
help
to...
Help sick chainsaws.
If you go to extra-life.org, because I think if you just go to Extra Life, all one word, it takes you somewhere else. So extra-life.org. And it has a search for participant, because like, just the normal link is really freaking hard to... we should put the link in the post for the podcast.
Oh, yeah?
To my page, yes.
Yeah.
But I've been tweeting it as well, but if you go to the page... If you just go to extra-life.org and type Ryan De La Rosa into the search box, it should... I'm the only Ryan De La Rosa participating, so I'm the one name that shows up. So, yeah, feel free to donate some money. I've raised $725 so far.
God.
My goal was 500, so I've already passed it, but now that I'm here, I'd like to hit 1,000 before next weekend, so...
Come on, don't get greedy.
No, I'm not getting to keep the money.
Yeah, but how many chainsaws
it's
have
we bragging
seen?
Rights.
I'm just going to save all the chainsaws.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Together, we can save all the chainsaws.
Yeah.
Out of all the charity, Ryan was the most charity.
Yeah.
That's right. Do it for America.
And the kids.
And the rest of the world.
Also. Why won't anybody think of the children? Yeah.
So there you go. That's all of my talk for now. You people talk for a little
God
bit.
Damn, you talked forever. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously. Alright. You know what? Costume Quest is free for PlayStation Plus members. And I downloaded it yesterday. And I installed it, turned it on, started playing. And then I just kept playing. And then I kept playing. And then I beat it. And then I went back, and I got the rest of the trophies, and then I was like, fuck, I want to play some more. And then I was like, ooh, there's DLC. Maybe I'll buy it. And so I'm waiting on that. I might get the DLC. I probably will.
It was good. The DLC was also good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, God damn, this game's awesome, dude.
Yep.
It has such a great sense of humor. Like, I think that's really the crowning achievement, you know, and it takes me back to, like, Mario RPG, where, like, everything about the game just works so well. I would agree. I read a couple places that the combat does get repetitive after, you know, hours and hours. You know, near the end, that's when finally I was like, all right, you know, this is kind of
yeah, definitely
too fun anymore. But it didn't really matter though, you know, because I was so excited to see what these kids were gonna say. And I read this great, thoughtful review on, what was it? It was The Escapist. There was this great review on there, and they said that Costume Quest takes you back to a time where, you know, when you were still a child, and when there was wonder and everything, and life was so much more simple. It's true. I mean, and the game doesn't set out to be all, how do I say it? Like, it doesn't set out to make you think about this stuff or to be all like some sort of metaphor for what it's like to be a kid, but it just captures it so perfectly that you can't help but think about what it was like to be that age. The way the kids talk about just getting candy and the way they pick on each other and everything, it's deliciously charming. It's so fucking charming. I love Costume Quest, so I highly recommend it to anybody out there. If you haven't played it, go get it for sure. Yeah, and then Resident Evil 4. I just beat it today. I played through it. It's still
Damn.
Good. I think the last act is really weak though, and I'm not too fond of the last act. It's got Uncharted 2 syndrome.
Wait, in like, what game?
Resident Evil 4,
Where everyone has like stun rods and the machine gun guys.
And there's so many crossbows and the machine gun guys. Yeah, it's not. Not the best.
It's kind of like towards the end of 5 where everyone starts getting guns.
Exactly the same, yeah. Take cover! But yeah, that's all I've been doing, really. Dylan, what about you?
I've been doing a lot. Like, a real lot. No, today I've been playing through the challenge mode of Crack in Time, Ratchet & Clank. And I'm enjoying it. That's the last trophy I need to platinum it. Preparing myself for the sequel. My body is ready.
Oh boy.
Other than that, we all got into the Subway beta for Uncharted 3.
Oh yeah.
It's
all
right.
A video. There's a video.
It's okay. It's not any different, you know. Yeah. It's full of people who kick your ass. So it's not. I haven't really been having too much fun with it because I've just been getting my ass kicked.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else. I bought Castlevania Harmony of Despair, and that's okay by yourself, but it's really fun co-op. Like me and Javi were playing local.
These Transylvanian sons of bitches are going down.
Pretty much. And we beat it, and now we were playing through it on hard mode, and that's fucking hard.
Dracula. God, yeah, I would love to
God damn.
Play it. Yeah. It'd be fun to play it online, but I don't want to pay $15 for it, man.
If we had, like, three other members of our listener base get it and play, would you?
For which game?
Castlevania Harmony of Harmony of Despair. I almost said Dissonance. I was like, no, that's a different
no.
game.
I mean, you could play with the three other listeners. It's too much. Too much.
Yeah,
for
I
that,
agree.
It's
$15 is a bit much.
Yeah, it's just It looks like a Game Boy Advance game on your TV. Exactly. They didn't up-res anything at all.
It is the DS game.
Such just... a bare-bone package, you know? And, like, really think about how, like, Bionic Commando Rearmed launched at $10. Like, that game was beautiful. Fucking beautiful. And it was all 3D, remade, remastered with amazing music for $9.99. And then we're sitting here looking at this recycled... every bit of that game is recycled. Every piece. From a handheld. Yeah.
I'm hoping that, though, this means we'll get another 2D one for either the 3DS or maybe on the PSN and Xbox Live.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I would love that. Seriously. We need another one. Hurry. Do it.
There's no time.
No, we... when we were playing in hard mode, there was some close fucking calls.
There's always time.
Me and Javi are fighting against the puppet boss.
I'm so excited.
And well, his...
I'm
he has
so
a,
excited.
Never mind. Let's go. Continue
ahead,
on.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Nope, we're continuing on.
All right, well, you sure you don't want to go?
We're continuing.
All right, it's someone's here.
Housekeeping!
Hey, what up?
Hello.
Oh. Ah, come in. All right. All right, so next week, we're going to dive into Battlefield. Battlefield 3 is coming out, and we're going to talk about that franchise. I think Ryan's going to have a lot to say about that. But we want you, listeners, we want you guys to participate. So why don't you guys write in to mail@gameovernation.com. Tell us about your history with the Battlefield franchise. Tell us some stories, playing with friends or anything, you know. What has it meant to you and all that good stuff. Or if you have any questions for us, things you want us to answer, ask us what we think about whatever's going on in pop culture, you can send a question to mail@gameovernation.com, or you can write a comment in the article of this podcast at gameovernation.com. Also, we want you to make sure to follow Game Over Nation on Twitter, and you can find us on Facebook and like us. You can find these links also on our page on the sidebar. If you'd like to purchase a comic or donate to the cause to support the nation, you can always do that on our website. There's a big donate button, and then there's a buy a print button underneath each comic. You can pick your favorite, and I'll sign it, print it out real nice, and send it to you. So do that. And until next week, chill. I'll see you guys.
Bye.
Bye.